to Tango Mobile.
Hello, Rusty. N0TR on the way down to Aldi's.
A bit higher. It was, kept going off. Well, I'm finally on my way to Publix. As I was deciding to leave, my stomach decided to fight with me. You know how that goes.
Morning radio down, Rusty. I had my volume down. I got a fire truck coming at me. And we went back towards home. We forgot something. Went back towards home, and be darned if there wasn't an accident. One of those, you've seen those glass trucks that have these big sheets of glass on the side of them? One of these glass sheets must have fell off in the middle of the road and shattered into a million pieces. So we had to sit there and wait on that until they swept it all up.
But at least you were in the air-conditioned car. You weren't standing out in the sun waiting, helping them sweep it up, though, you know. And I'm sure Bernice appreciated that.
You know, I always caution her. We try to keep our gas tank as full as possible because you just don't know when you're going to run into something like that. And it can be a health issue, if not just uncomfortable out there when it's this hot.
The car says it's gotten up to 80 out here, so, and it's supposed to get warmer than that today, and, I try to keep mine's gotten down to down a little over a quarter of a tank, and Wednesday, when I get money, I'll go fill it up and, be back to where it's supposed to be, so, that'll work out good there, and, then I can go from there, but, yeah, I'm like you. I've gotten into the habit where I keep it fairly, try to keep it full as much as possible and don't let it get down too very far at all.
Over here in Taylor's, it's 86, and it's supposed to be about 90 today, I guess, Rusty. But at any rate, I've been listening to some of the guys talk there earlier. But due to the fact we were sitting in the middle of a big long line of traffic, I didn't intervene with anything. It's a nice day. I'm just hoping that we start getting some fall weather and it don't get real cold. I don't like that either. But we're late getting down here from what we scheduled, but a lot of that was my fault for getting something and going back after it, which should have been a 5-minute trip and wound up being about 20 or 30 minutes. Shoot. Well, we're just a few blocks from Aldi's now, and then we'll run over and pick up a few things at Wally World and then go back home. Not going to be much outside work today, I don't think, for us. I'm showing 86 degrees.
Finally caught up with things. It's showing 84 degrees over here where I am, but I'm in a little low area where it does stay a degree or two colder, cooler down in this area, but I'm sure when I get over to 90, it'll finish popping back up to about 86, so. Oh, well, yeah, I'm looking for some cooler weather today. I hope it's a little bit cooler this weekend. Since I plan to go up around Sheffield a little bit on Saturday to see if I can pop a couple of things. And I'll see if I can find somebody who can give me a lead on someone who can prepare an amplifier, and also I can look for me a shooter so I can shoot for shooting antennas up in the air.
Yeah, everybody should have one of those. It's a good investment, it really is. Good luck on finding somebody to work on the amp. Of all the places, that should be a good place to find somebody for that. Here at the Walmart corner and the Aldi's corner here in Taylor, so very busy. So I better let you go, Rusty, and get in there and get parked. Looks like they're kind of busy right now. Talk at you a little later on down the line. W2T and 0TR clear.
All right, we'll catch up with you later. W2T clear.